This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the legacy of Princess Diana, 10 years on. But first, these days, foreign language films are doing better than ever at the British box office. It's no longer unusual for a subtitled film to earn over £1 million, something that hardly ever happened a decade ago. Of course, distributors are using a new marketing strategy. They don't necessarily let filmgoers know in advance that a movie's in a language other than English. Hugo Grumbar is the head of group marketing at Icon Films. He joins us from our studios in London. Mr. Grumbar, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
So how do you manage this? I mean, for example, what's a trailer like if you don't want people to necessarily know that the film's subtitled and is really in Swedish or French?
It's not so much tricks, as a lot of people say it is, but what we're trying to do is find the merits of the actual film itself, no matter what language it's in, and trying to get all of the movie across to an audience without necessarily going into the fact that it's in a foreign language. An example of that might be that you cut a sort of a trailer with minimal dialogue in it. So you have scenes playing out, but you have a voiceover artist describing what's happening in those scenes. Rather than what often happens if you play a trailer with subtitles, is that people switch off. An audience see immediately that they're subtitles. They didn't come to the cinema to read, they came to the cinema to look at something. And they immediately switch off and carry on talking and forget about it.
UK Film Council, I found this a very telling statistic, reports the majority of people who went into foreign language films in Britain weren't aware they were going to be reading subtitles.
Absolutely, that's another. It's very true. We've recently released La Vie en Rose. Here in the UK, we worked with the Film Council on that film. One of the requirements of the Film Council is to do exit polls so that when people leave the cinema, we ask them questions as to what they thought of the film, what they thought they were going to see, whether they enjoyed it. And true enough, on La Vie en Rose, I think it was over half almost that didn't know they were going to see a foreign language film. This, for me, was hard to believe because the title itself is in French. We didn't change it to an English title. And in fact, this particular film, they enjoyed enormously, and it's done incredibly well, and it's still playing here.
Does anybody ever fill out a marketing survey and say, hey, wait a minute, I didn't know I had to read in this film?
Often, yes. Of course they do. Yeah, you have a handful of people that say that. And normally, I mean, we hope that the film is strong enough to overcome those worries. And in fact, that was very much the case in La Vie en Rose. So you've got people coming out and they're saying, hang on a minute, you know, nobody told me this was in a foreign language and that I was coming to read at the cinema. But you know what? I forgot about it within 10 minutes and I really enjoyed the show.
What is a foreign film these days? People point out that a so-called American film is often directed by an Englishman, stars Australians, doing American accents, and the director of photography is from Taiwan.
That's a very difficult one to answer. Independent films certainly nowadays are often dictated to by their financing in the first place. So the financing, you know, rather than just coming straight from a studio, may come from a variety of different financiers. They may have different nationalities. And so you're absolutely right in that the country of origin for films is often a point of discussion.
Hugo Grumbar, who's head of group marketing at Icon Films, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.